What's up, everybody? It's your probably least favorite podcaster that doesn't podcast, but for like every 4 months. What's up, guys? It's Garrett. We're back here with another episode of Chilling with Garrett. This is going to be kind of a weird episode. I'm just going to kind of talk about stuff that happened very recently in my life and just kind of, you know, walk through some things. So if you would oblige me, please stick around and listen to our new intro.
Chilling with Garrett.
Yeah, that was pretty badass, wasn't it? Anyways, yeah, my name is Garrett. If you don't know me already, and if you do, my name's Garrett. Man, it's been a long time since I made one of these, and I'm sorry I haven't made one if you were like routinely listening to me. I think I have a few people that actually do, and if that's you, I want to let you know I love you. But anyways. Man, a lot has changed. I'm now a junior in college. That's pretty cool. My classes suck. My classes really do suck. I'm taking elementary Spanish, which isn't too bad, but it's just a lot of work online. Comparative religion, which is a stupid class. And, oh my God, I forgot. Social problems, which is actually a pretty fun class. It's pretty fun. I've got to finish my work Sunday, but it was really good. It's been all right. You know, pretty stressful. Pretty stressful these past few days, but it's been pretty good. Yeah, I just rounded out my internship with the church, and it was a fun internship. Got to do a lot of cool stuff. I guess the peak of it would have been like the youth camp that we celebrated. We were all there, you know, serving these kids, pointing these kids towards Christ, and great time. I mean, just a good time. You know, just one of those times where it's just, you're having a great time, serving, you know, God, and it was a good time. Definitely one of those things, though, like, after 7 days with a bunch of high schoolers and middle schoolers, you're like, okay, let's wrap this thing up. You know, like, the kids stank, wasn't as fun as we originally thought it would be, but you know, I've done it for a couple years now, that I understand, you know, the ups and downs of it. But that was fun. I'm an uncle now, have a beautiful nephew named Beckham. They named him after, of course, David Beckham, the big soccer guys here, or football guys, whatever y'all want to call it. He's a beautiful nephew. I mean, the kid has it. Like, you gave me $50,000 and a trip to Vegas, I'll make that kid a star, like, hands down. But definitely been blessed in outlets of life with that. Been, like I said, you know, have my ups and downs. Been very pretty stressed out lately with school, you know, stuff with home. Very stressed out with just stuff in the ministry. But I think I'm just putting too much pressure on myself, but, you know, that's never a good thing. Getting little bouts of depression here and there, but other than that, I mean, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm doing pretty solid. I'm getting a better support system around me. I'm in like this recovery program for a lot of things. But one of it's like anger issues and stuff like that is what I'm trying to get better at. But I mean, it's like I said, we're getting there. You know, we're getting a lot better than where we were. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a brief summary of how life's been for me, and a very few, you know, missing out a lot of key details, but, you know, it's hard to complain. You know, it's hard to complain when I'm breathing, you know, walking around. I have a job, you know, it's hard to complain when, you know, I've been blessed with so much. But yeah, I mean, it's been weird. Yeah, I mean, I really don't know what to talk about. I did not write anything down. I just was like, I haven't done this in a while, and I felt really bad. Let's see, what happened in the news very recently? Oh, I can talk about the World Cup. Okay, transition.
World Cup.
All right, so I got the group stages and like the groups pulled out, and I'm just gonna see. Ooh, hold on, I got a better bracket. Okay, so I'm looking at it, and honestly, I'm just gonna take a look at the poster, and pretty much I'm gonna make a prediction. I mean, let's see who is gonna win it. Group A, you got Qatar, Ecuador, Senegal, and the Netherlands. I think. I think Qatar is going to go through, and they're going to play B1, which would probably be England, and probably get smacked. You know, I'm rooting hard for America. But I'd say Qatar, and I don't want to say Netherlands, because Senegal's pretty raw, and so was Ecuador. But I will say Qatar and Ecuador will go through, with Qatar being A1 and Ecuador being A2. Okay, so with Qatar being A1 and Ecuador being A2, let's take a look at who they're going against. And Group B, which I think is the group of death. We're looking at England, Iran, America, and Wales. So this is probably gonna be an interesting one. You know, my heart is rooting for America. You know, I'm an American. You know, we root for, you know, our country here. So, I mean, I know England will probably go to B1. So as they're going to B1, I will probably pick. I will put America. I'll put America at B2, just because I want to see. I just want to see. Christian Pulisic and Weston McKennie step up. You know. Which Weston McKennie, I think, is going to be out. So that's probably going to hurt our chances a little bit. But Brendan Aaronson's looking really good. Tyler Adams has been looking good. In worst-case scenario, we got to win Jesse Zardes or Ricardo Pepi. I mean, we got some solid people playing. So we're looking at A1. I don't know who I picked. I'm probably going to not get it right. But maybe Qatar versus America and England versus Ecuador. So I think. So we'll keep it there. Let me get my journal. I don't have a journal on me, a pen and paper. Okay. Oh, no, I got something. Oh, boy. Okay. So we got Qatar v. USA, England v. Ecuador. All right, I'm writing this on a college loan paper, so that's probably the most chilling with Garrett thing you'll ever see. So Group C, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and Poland. Okay. I'm going Argentina first. So Group C. And then I'll put Poland. I'm actually Polish-American, so Poland at the second. Even though that's probably a really good one. Saudi Arabia is no team to sleep on. Mexico, of course, is a good team. But I just don't think Mexico has the talent. I think Tata Martino is not as good as what he was at Atlanta United. So I will probably pick Poland to take that one because of Robert Lewandowski. Let's see, Group D, we're looking at France. What's that other country? France, Australia, Denmark, and Tanzania. I couldn't see it from the poster, guys. Don't make fun of me. I will say France and Denmark. France will go first. So it will be France going against. Which I don't know. There's always a curse, so I'm not too sure. I will say France versus Poland, and Denmark versus Argentina. Denmark always kind of has a decent team, and I don't think they need to put too much worry in beating Argentina and Tanzania. Guys, I'm tired. It's late here in America. Group B. We're looking at Group E. Spain, Costa Rica, Germany, Japan. This is a good one. So I think Spain, of course. Japan always has a team that is always sneaky good. But when they're going against Germany and Costa Rica, I really don't know. Because Costa Rica is a pretty solid team. Germany. Germany's a good team, too. Okay, well, if I'm just going to go Spain at first. And then I'm going to follow my heart. Not my brain, but my heart. And put Japan. Japan has easily the greatest uniforms in the World Cup this year, hands down. Group F. Okay. Group F is Belgium, Canada, Morocco, Croatia. Good. This is going to be good. Canada is actually a really solid team, and I expect them to actually be a dark horse into making it to, like, later rounds. Not going to win it. It would be really hard to find a North American team that would win it, especially this year. Give it a few years, maybe when soccer grows more here, then maybe. But I could see Canada sneaking out and beating Belgium. I could see it. Morocco, too. I could see these are sneaky good teams. So I'm actually going to put Croatia at first. And Canada coming in. I actually went to the U.S.-Canada game, and that really surprised me. Group G, Brazil, Serbia, Switzerland, Cameroon. Cameroon's pretty good, too. I'm going to go Brazil and Cameroon. Okay. Group H, Portugal, Ghana, Uruguay, South Korea. Let's see. Portugal could. I want Portugal to do good. I really do. But I don't know. You never know. Ghana's a sneaky, always been a sneaky good team. Uruguay, I think, could take this group. South Korea, I'm not too familiar with South Korea's World Cup team. I will say, how about this? I'll say Brazil will be facing Portugal. And Uruguay will be facing Cameroon. So now the group stages are done. Group stages are done. Boom. We're going to be looking at straight up conference games. Okay, so now we got A1 versus B2, Qatar, United States. I'm going to say, see, this is a game. United States can absolutely win it. They won't. Qatar will win. Beat the United States. United States will go home, and the United States fans will be royally pissed. England versus Ecuador. England will win that. Argentina versus Denmark. I got Argentina winning that one. Poland v. France. France will win that. Spain versus Canada. Spain. Japan versus Croatia. Croatia. Brazil versus Portugal. Brazil. Uruguay versus Cameroon. Cameroon. The Cameroon's going to make a good push. So now we're looking at Qatar versus Argentina. England versus France. Spain versus Brazil. and Croatia versus Cameroon. Probably doing this wrong, guys. Don't make fun of me for it. Argentina will beat Qatar. Sending the home team home. They're sending them back to, you know, their house. England versus France. England will probably win that. I think England's gonna be on a tear this World Cup. If they don't make it to the final, final four, final two, like, it would be mildly disappointing, for the at least their fans. Spain versus Brazil. Brazil looks really good right now. Now we're looking at Croatia versus Cameroon. Croatia really, if Japan takes care of business in the group stages, Croatia does not have that hard of a group to get into the final four. So I will say Croatia, even though I could still see Cameroon absolutely coming back. And so now we're looking at, did I do this right? Oh, no, I didn't do this right, guys. Oh, no. Yeah, I did this right. Okay. So now we're looking at, the bottom was E1, F2, G1, H2. Then E1. So, Brazil versus, oh boy. Oh, no. I messed this up, I think. It'd be Brazil versus maybe Croatia. I think it would be England versus Argentina and Brazil versus Croatia. That's what I think it will be. But the diagram I'm looking at is pretty confusing right now. So England versus... So I'm just going to follow up England real quick. So England would beat Ecuador and go right here. Then they would beat France. So France is group D, D1. France would go over here. So F1 and H1. It was F1. Group F was Belgium, Canada. All right, hold on. So I'm going to pause this real quick so I can figure this out. Transition.
It's a dumbass.
Okay, so I figured it out. So it's going to be England versus Croatia and Brazil versus Argentina. All right. So that makes more sense. I was getting kind of confused there. If I'm wrong, please don't make fun of me. Like I said, it's really tired. I've had a long day. But Argentina versus Brazil and England versus Croatia. All right. So now we're looking at Argentina versus Brazil, England versus Croatia. Now, we're looking at a really good Argentina team and a really good Brazil team. Brazil is, most people have been picked to win the World Cup. I think Lionel I think Messi will be on a tear of this World Cup trying to get that cup. And I think that he has adequate help around them. However, I think Brazil just get over that hunch, and they finally are in the World Cup finals after a good couple of years. You know, Brazil is usually a powerhouse in the World Cup. You know, I forgot the last time they won, but it's been pretty recently the last time they won a World Cup. Argentina is just going to miss it, and I think this will be Messi's last World Cup. England versus Croatia. Like I said, England will probably be on a tear this World Cup. Croatia has good talent. I just don't think they're going to be beating England. And the finals will be England versus Brazil. So England versus Brazil. It's going to be the battle of who can get the most control. You don't want to have a World Cup game being played where everything's just out of control. There's no composure. There's no scheme or statistics. They're just, you know, doing anything they really can to try to get a goal. It's just going to be sloppy soccer or football. It's just going to be really sloppy, really bad. However, these are professionals, and there's a reason why they are in the World Cup. I think Brazil will get to an early start. Probably get really good opportunities and shots, and they're probably going to knock one or two in within the first 30. I think once they settle down, England will probably even it up, and we'll be going into probably the 70th minute, and I think it will be an equalizer. And I think, or not an equalizer, but a go-ahead goal within the 70th to 80th minute. And I think it will not be coming home. I think Brazil will take it. However, I think it will be a really close game. But once again, I don't know if England has that winning, just that kind of that winning team just yet. I think this is a great team that they have. I believe that they are definitely going to keep building on to what they already have. However, I just think Brazil has the better attacking scheme than England. I think England will tear it up, but I think Brazil will match the intensity and continue to play with passion.
Closing remarks.
Well, guys, it's been a really good time. It's getting really late here in South Carolina, so I'm probably going to go ahead and lay down. Like I said, I'm sorry I haven't been as active. It's been a long time. A lot of stuff's happened recently, and I've just really haven't had the time to sit down. Just busy with school, work, ministry. I've been busy with a lot. And sometimes when I'm doing it, I get caught up in the moment, and I don't think about the long-term goal, or I really forget about who I am as a person. And that's why I want to remind anyone who's listening to this and got through probably my terrible takes on soccer, that you're not a burden. There's people in your life, even if you don't realize it right now, there's people in your life right now that care a lot about you, and they want to know how you're doing. They want to know this stuff. They would much rather listen to you talk about your feelings than they would listen to you or listen to a eulogy at your funeral. Don't lose track of knowing your worth. You are worth a lot, and so much you are worth. I'm praying for anybody who may be going through the same stuff that I went through. Buddy, you're not alone. You're not alone. There's people who love you and care about you. There's a God who cares about you, who sent his son to die on a cross for you. And my prayer is that you understand that. But that'll be all the time that we have here tonight. I'm going to go ahead and try to get some sleep. I'll just give you guys one quick song that I've been listening to. And that would be Paris by Indigo. Great song. Paris by Indigo is a great song. I would wait for him to release it. He finally released yesterday. It's 12 o'clock. Finally released it yesterday. And I listened to it pretty much all day at work today. Just a great song. Great, good vibe. Gets you in a good mood. Especially with everything that's going on now. But anyways, it's been fun, guys. I'm Garrett Huggins, and this has been Chilling with Garrett.